This is Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare from Rock 94.7.
Welcome to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Tonight's guest is without a doubt the reigning queen of metal. Since her days in Warlock, she has produced album after album of anthemic metal classics. Her latest album, Raise Your Fist, is in stores now, and she is hitting the road on a massive tour. Fellow metalheads, it is my absolute pleasure to say Doro Pesch. Welcome to Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare.
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, hi, guys. And yeah, and thank you for having me on your show. And yeah, I hope you're doing good. I'm here still in Germany, but hitting, you know, the States in 2 days, actually.
Well, we look forward to having you. And the new album, Raise Your Fist, that title track makes me want to kick ass every time I hear it.
Yeah, and live, I tell you, when people hear it live and sing along, oh, it's like, it even tops All We Are, which usually was always our, you know, big anthem, but Raise Your Fist in the Air is definitely doing the trick, and yeah.
I mean, it's so empowering. It's the sort of thing that when a pro wrestler or a boxer goes to the ring, that's the music that should be playing while they're walking into the ring to get them psyched up. It's that anthemic.
I'm a big fan of boxing. I always wrote these walking anthems for a lady, and I still love doing it, and yeah, but yeah, Raise Your Fist would be, yeah. That would be something, yeah.
I know we have a couple of roller derby gals who listen from time to time. They may want to pick this up as their intro tune. I think that might be the ticket. But there's a few other songs on the album that really standout piece of work you've got here, including Hero, this tribute to Ronnie James Dio. And every time I interview one of Dio's friends, I had his drummer Simon Wright on the show a while back. I had one of his collaborators, Leather Leone, on. And every single person I've ever interviewed who's worked with Dio has learned something from him. What's the most important thing you learned from Ronnie James Dio?
There's so many things I learned from Ronnie, and I think what I learned from him was like that the most important thing in life are the fans. That's it. Like, everything else is just like, yeah, it's, you know, it doesn't even come close to the importance of the fans. And when I started doing metal, I always loved the fans. And my second tour in my life was actually with Ronnie James Dio. So I can definitely say I learned from the best. And he was every day giving his best. Like, when he hopped on stage, even when he had a bad cold or when he was exhausted, you could never tell. You always heard him sing, like, unbelievable. And he was always nice to the fans, always talking to them, giving an autograph, a hug, you know, cracking a joke. And I thought, man, that's so great. Like, treating the fans like gold. And I thought, yeah, you know, that's, I feel that way anyhow. But when I saw that somebody did it like him, oh, I thought, yes, that's the way to do it. And
you're regarded as one of the most fan-friendly artists in metal today. I mean, you even went so far as to record a song dedicated to your fans called You Are My Family. I think it's safe to say that lesson stuck with you.
Yeah, totally, totally. And actually, when I was 24, 25, I made up my mind I want to be totally dedicated to the music, totally dedicated to metal and to the fans. And I don't want to have a family, don't want to get married. I totally, yeah, want to live this wild lifestyle and do music and, yeah, and be there for the fans and nothing else. And ever since, you know, I'm the happiest baby, I tell you. I'm so glad that I made this decision. And sometimes people say, don't you miss any, you know, anybody or like having kids? And no, actually, to me, the fans, that's the most important thing in my life. And this love actually grows every year. It's astronomical now, but it grows every year. It's amazing.
Here's you just listened to Doro say this. Please buy her album. Do not steal it from the internet. Okay, she's doing this for you. Give her a couple bucks. Well, yeah, buy the CD. That's not too much to ask. Am I right? All right.
Now, oh, Terry, you're sweet. On one hand, it's great that you can get music. On the other hand, I miss these old record store with all the vinyls, and I'm still a vinyl collector and vinyl fan, but I know that's,
How do you know what artwork you're supposed to have on the back of your denim jacket unless you buy something with a damn album cover at some point? Am I right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly, exactly. And I think everything, it's one piece of art, the music, the whole, yeah, the whole package. And I love working on that. I have like great people. There's one painter who's always doing the album covers. He paints or does an illustration. His name is Jeffrey Gillespie, and he worked with us in 87 on the Triumph and Agony album, and ever since I always get him, and he's doing like amazing work, and I feel, yeah, that's like, that alone is like, wow, you know, to hang that on the wall, it's like, wow, it's definitely a great piece of art, and it supports the music. And
you're listening to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a three-hour metal show heard every single Saturday night from 9 until midnight, Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7, 102.9 in Central Wisconsin, and worldwide online at rock947.com. Our interview with Duropesh continues. This album also includes a duet with Lemmy. You also showed up singing Killed by Death on a recent live release from Motorhead. How much fun is it to hang out with Lemmy?
Yeah, Lemmy, he's the best. And we're great friends. I met him in, I think, 83, 84. I couldn't speak English, but Lemmy was so kind and saying, here, have a cigarette, have a whiskey cola. And then we became great friends. And I love Lemmy.
Now, everybody who's ever hung out with Lemmy has a Lemmy story. What is your favorite Lemmy story that you can share without attracting the attention of law enforcement? Now, keep in mind, you may have diplomatic immunity because you're German.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, I can tell you my first Lemmy story. That's, when I told you when I first met him, it was in the early 80s. And I had to do a little concert in England. England was very important back then because it was your way to get to America, and I had to do a little concert but with another band, and just to introduce myself, so journalists, record company people, everybody was there. It was so important. Yeah, and then I did some sound check, and with this band we covered some Priest songs. Yeah, and everything sounded great. So I walked around the corner, and there was a little pub, and then Lemmy was sitting in there, and I said, oh, that's Lemmy. I was all like, wow, you know. And then I walked in, and then Lemmy said, hey, are you Doro? And I said, yes. He said, okay, let's have a whiskey and, you know, a cigarette. And then we had a couple of whiskey colas, and because I don't drink much, after 3-4, I was like, I thought, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then, you know, I knew, oh, it's time for me to go on stage, and I tell you, I walked on stage, and then I had to sit on the drum riser because I couldn't stand up anymore, and I forgot all the lyrics, and I put my face in my hands, and then I let the band play, like, you know, they just played the playback. I couldn't sing, and then after they played a couple of songs, you know, I walked off, and I said, thank you, and then I said, what happened, are you crazy? I thought we would even lose our record, and I said, guys, I'm so sorry, but I met my favorite guy, Lemmy of Motorhead. And then everybody, you know, started laughing. I said, ah, okay, now you got, you know, that's a good apology. So, you know, and they said, that's all right. We know how that feels. And they said, was that more important to you than doing the gig? And I said, yes. And then I said, okay. So, but I still could keep my record here. But if it wouldn't be for Lemmy, I guess, you know, we wouldn't talk right now.
There should be like that. That should have its own name. Like when you meet Lemmy in a bar and he gets you hammered, like 3 seconds later, they should call it being Lemmied. You know,
Lemmied, exactly.
You know, I was all set to do my gig, and then damn it, I got Lemmied, and now I'm out. I'm going to trademark that. That's good stuff right there.
That is. And I don't even know if Lemmy would remember that, but I remembered it well, man. Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. That is incredible. Now, Doro, obviously you've had a few lineup changes in the band over the years. What does it take to be a member of Doro?
Oh, actually, just a good heart. When you have a good heart, and when you love the music, and when you're willing to give everything, your whole life, and, you know, be dedicated, then, you know, that's it. And if you love the fans too, that's, you know, that's most important, that the fans, you know, get treated in the best way, and, you know, and of course, like, you know, play like, you know, like, you know, like a mother. And it's you know, and always like, you know, love it, love what you do, and appreciate, you know, that we have a band and that we can play in front of people, and it's every day a new challenge, a new adventure. So, you know, the looks and everything, it doesn't matter to me, but, you know, you have to love it and love the fans. So.
Let's talk about your look for a sec. One part of your look, you got the black leather type of thing, but it's not really